This is how Sam Stein remembered drowning. He was 3 years old, maybe four. The afternoon was stifling. Cicadas revved in the tops of the backyard trees like rusty chainsaws. Or maybe they were chainsaws? The air reeked of grass and gas.
"Quit whining!"
Tutu commanded in that voice like a slap. But he couldn't. He wanted his mother. He was so sticky that his shirt was glued to his back and his undies wedged in his crack like a damp rope. "Kiddie pool!" his big brother Tom screamed, and then the even bigger brother Ron screamed it too. "Kiddie pool!" But why, Sam wondered, would a kiddie need a pool? They didn't even have a cat. Tutu peeled his clothes off and told him to step into his trunks. She kept him steady with one hand on his back, her touch soft from the pearly lotion she was forever wringing into her palms. The pool was a circle of blue. A wiffle ball, a plastic bat, and a couple of rubber duckies circled one another on the shining blue surface. Sam jumped through the confetti of light that shook down from the trees. His two brothers were already kicking up stars, and Sam joined in, hammering his legs through the cool slosh, stomping, marching, spinning, squealing. All three of them were as slick as eels from the baby oil Tutu slathered over their pale, knobby backs and shoulders. "Want a duck, Sammy?" his oldest brother shouted in his face. "Come here, Sammy, get the ducky!" But whenever Sam reached for the prize, Ron whisked it off, hit it behind his back, threw it up, and swiped it back inches away from Sam's greasy little fist. On the last throw, he lunged and fell flat on his face in the tepid, bug-flecked blue. He cried into the water and inhaled and choked. His throat screwed shut like a faucet. Still on his stomach with his mouth and nose submerged, he began to thrash and squirm. And then he quit and lay still. Sam Stein at 17 could not possibly remember any of this, but he did. He remembered it like it was yesterday. While stars winked on in the blackness behind his eyes, a shrieking whoop, "My baby!" pierced his brain, and Tutu, big brown swaying Tutu, who never moved faster than a stately sachet, came charging across the lawn, elbowed aside the paralyzed brothers, scooped Sam out of the pool, and pressed him, gasping and then screaming, to the gray cotton cloth of the maid's uniform that covered her ample breast. Sam remembered drowning, almost drowning, but the rest of them, his mother and brothers, only remembered, "My baby!" From that day on, whenever Sam griped about a bully or a skinned knee or a vile teacher or a devious friend, one of them, usually Ron or Tom, but sometimes his mother, wailed, "My baby!" and laughed in his face. But not Tutu. Tutu was strict and scary. She rarely smiled and never kissed. She punished Sam relentlessly and cruelly, not with her fists, but with her scorn. But she never laughed at him, even when he deserved it. Tutu was the live-in maid. "I'm not your damn maid," she snapped whenever she heard one of them use that word. But Sam knew, had known from the day they brought him home hollering for all his newborn lungs were worth, that he was her boy. Born on her birthday, delivered into her arms by his desperate mother, Sam belonged to Tutu. He and his skinny white ass wouldn't even be here if it weren't for her. It didn't matter what he said or did, how he treated her, or whether he loved her back. He was hers. She was his. For good.